The Sudbury Wolves found no love when they traveled to Sault Ste. Marie on February 14 to take on the Greyhounds, but they did manage to pick up a point despite a 5-4 loss. Marcus Vandenberg was the Wolves' starting goaltender on the road, while Charlie Schenkel got the nod in goal for the Greyhounds. The Hounds showed their fans some love by getting on the scoreboard first, with a goal from Brady Martin, his 7th goal of the season, just over 5 minutes into the game. With 59 seconds remaining in the first, Gavin Hayes scored to extend the Sioux's lead to 2-0 heading into the first intermission. The next goal wasn't scored until the 11:45 mark of the second period. Jordan Dantino banged in his 15th goal of the season to give Sault Ste. Marie a 3-0 lead. 32 seconds later, the Wolves started to mount a comeback thanks to a goal from Noah Van Vliet to cut the Greyhounds' lead to 3-1. With exactly 3 minutes remaining in the middle frame, Nathan Villeneuve got the Wolves within a goal, making it a 3-2 hockey game with 1 period left to play. At the 1:40 mark of the third period, San Jose Sharks prospect Quentin Musty scored his 28th goal of the season to complete the comeback and knot the game at 3 goals apiece. Then, the Wolves would claw their way to the lead in the game after Noah Van Vliet scored his 2nd goal of the game just over 10 minutes into the third period to make it 4-3 for the Pack. Unfortunately, the Wolves couldn't hold the lead and the Greyhounds would manage to tie it up at the 11:46 mark of the third period, thanks to Owen Allard's 16th goal of the season. The overtime period saw Sudbury put 3 shots on net, while preventing the Hounds from firing a single shot, but couldn't put the puck past Schenkel, so the game had to be decided in a shootout. Jacob Frosca would score the shootout winner and the Greyhounds would get the shootout victory over the Wolves by a score of 5-4, good enough to pick up a point for the Pack. With the loss, the Sudbury Wolves hold a record of 30 wins, 15 losses, 3 overtime losses, and 3 shootout losses, good for first place in the Central Division, first place in the Eastern Conference, and third place in the Ontario Hockey League. The Wolves return home to Sudbury Arena on February 16 to take on the second-place team in the Ontario Hockey League, the Saginaw Spirit, with a scheduled start time of 7:05 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.